morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and if we can help you to have a great-looking garden, give us a call. It's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first, we have Sandy from New Hampshire, who has a question about mulch.
Sandy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How can we help you today?
Well, I had that short question, but I also have two more. Do you want all three of them?
Sure.
Okay, the first one is, how deep do I put my mulch on the perennials? You've talked about that last 2 weeks, so I didn't get that. The second is, how do I get the grass and the pineapple stuff out of my gravel driveway? And the third is, how do I get woodbine out of my trees?
Woodbine, okay. Well, on the woodbine, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to physically pull as much down as possible. As you know, woodbine is a tough weed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't spray the tree, because you're going to hurt the tree in the long run. So pull it down, cut it flush to the soil. You may not even be able to pull it all down, but pull as much as you can from what's growing up into the tree, and then cut it off at the soil line. And then when the woodbine begins to resprout, which it will, then you can use something like cleanup or Kilzol or Roundup directly on it. But to try and spray it in the tree could create some major problems. So cut it flush to the ground, pull as much of it down from the tree so that you don't have all these dead vines hanging there. And now's a good time. If you wait until the woodbine begins to make foliage, then you're going to have all these dead leaves in the tree along with the stem. Right now, what you can't pull down may not be even noticeable because it's just a thin vine growing throughout the branches. So do that. The depth of mulch should be in the neighborhood of 2, at the most, 3 inches. So what you do is this. The first year that you put down bark mulch, let's say you put down 3 inches, I would be willing to bet that during the year, that 3 inches of mulch, the microbes from the ground got into the mulch. They slowly began to break it down and to change it to soil. That 3-inch thick mulch is now anywhere from 1.5 inches to 2 inches in depth. So if you're going to be adding mulch, all you're going to need is 1 additional inch. And most people will add fresh mulch every year because of color. If you're looking to have the red mulch after the winter, the red coloration is gone. So you add a little bit to give you that nice red color or black color. And that's it. So you're just doing it for cosmetic because you already have a base. And mulch does not have to be removed. I know there's some landscapers out there that'll say, let's remove the old stuff and bring in new. No, no, no. The old stuff is better because it's already breaking down and building the soil level in your planting bed so that you'll have more fibrous roots, will be able to grow, making better shrubbery and a lot better perennials too in the long run. Now, to kill the weeds in your gravel driveway, what you will need to do is wait till they actively begin to grow and become noticeable. Because what you're going to use is either Roundup, Cleanup, or Kills-All. Kills-All and Cleanup are generic. Generic means cost you less money. Same product, but the generic version, and the generic will work just as good as the original. Also, the generic is going to not just cost you less money, but in some cases, it will be a stronger percentage of active ingredients. When you go into the garden center, I want you to pick up a bottle of Roundup, pick up a bottle of Cleanup by Bonide, or Kills-All by Fertilome, and compare the active ingredients. And you're going to be amazed when you compare the cost and the active ingredients in the bottle. Big difference. And that is done when the weeds are actively growing in the pea stone or the gravel driveway. And that probably won't be until May. Right now it's cold, the ground's cold, and a lot of the weed seeds that have blown in there during the fall have not germinated yet. And most of these weed killers are designed to be as a foliage spray. You apply it into the foliage absorbs it, takes it down to the root system, and kills the root. Okay? So you try that, and I know that's going to make a big difference for you, but not until the weeds are actively growing, and that's probably not going to be until May, especially the way the weather is in the northern part of the country. And it's just not New England. All the way to the West Coast, the middle part of the country, Minnesota, North Dakota, it's just cold every place. Good question. Thank you. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Teresa from Cape Cod, who has a question about transplanting.
Teresa, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I hope you get better. It sounds like you got a cold, but I have a couple of questions. I've purchased some spinidad for my weeping cherry and would like to know when I can start spraying that because they almost killed it last year. And then my second question is I have a weeping green, I can't even think of the name of it now. It's a tree. It's about 2.5 feet. And I want to transplant that. Can I safely transplant it now, or should I wait a month? And then the third question is, I have pencil trees, and they're looking pretty bad. Should I just cut the top off, or just let them grow?
Okay, this is a pencil tree or pencil cactus indoor plant?
Pencil tree, yeah, two of them. And they look pretty bad in the winter.
Yeah. What I would do on the pencil tree, or sometimes called a pencil cactus, move them to a full sun window and cut them back a little bit. You can cut them back by 25%. And the pieces that you cut, push them right back into the pot. If you've got a little bit of rooting powder, that will help, and they will root and become a brand new plant. Spinosad is a bacterial means of controlling leaf-eating caterpillars. And like you, I have a weeping cherry, and the weeping cherry is a plant that will get these little tiny caterpillars about, a quarter of an inch, maybe a little bit longer, and they become active when the foliage is on the plant. So your plant will flower. When the flowering cycle is over, the leaves will begin to appear. And when the leaves are about three-quarters formed, that's when the caterpillars begin. And it will not do you any good to get it on early because it is a bacteria. And if you put it on the plant, we get a lot of hot weather and windy and dry, it will kill that bacteria and it won't be as effective. It won't kill them all. So wait for the very first sign of little tiny holes on your plant. Then you apply it, okay? Or if the leaves are fully formed, put it on it. But if it stays hot, it won't be as effective. Transplanting, if you're going to move something anytime during April or early May, that's when all of your nurseries are getting new shrubs, and that is the prime time for you to move plants.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced Season Long Weed Control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Pat from Maine, who has a question about her perennial garden.
Good morning, Pat. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have
Good
to
morning.
Temporarily move a perennial garden that I planted last spring. Would it be best to put the plants in pots, or should I just put them directly in the ground and then them up again later and put them back?
How long are they going to be moved from one location and then replanted, Pat?
Well, I really don't know because I'm having foundation work done, so I don't know how long it's going to take.
Yeah. Well, if you're able to water the potted perennials on a regular basis, then I would do it that way. If you're not able to water them on a regular basis and feed them and take care of them like any other potted container, then plant them directly into the ground, and then you can remove them from where they're planted, put them back. But the problem is, once you put them in the ground and they begin to grow and you dig them a second time, you may stunt the plant and it will not flower. If you dig them now or in the next couple of weeks, put them in large containers, when you get ready to move them, you wouldn't disturb them a second time. If you're going to dig them or put them in the ground, you would almost have to wait until the cooler season arrives, which would be the fall, to move them back to their original. So if it's only going to be for, let's say, May, June, and July, then pot them. If you think it's going to take all summer, then I would plant them into another flower bed, leave them there, and then in late August, September, then you could dig them and put them back into their original bed. Okay? So it's going to depend on how long they're going to be out of the ground. If the contractor says, Pat, we're going to be in here the 1st of May, we'll be out of here by the 1st of July, then I would just put them in pots. If it's going to be later than July, it's just that July and August is hot. A lot of stress on a plant, and if you cut the roots, you have a lot of foliage, flowers possibly, or buds. When you dig them in that situation, the root loss will possibly mean that the buds will dry out, the flowers will die, or worse. So putting them in big containers would be my way to do it. If it's going to be early, if it's going to be late, plant them in the ground and transplant them in September. Good question. Thank you for the call, Pat. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is John from Salem, New Hampshire, who has a question about amaryllis plants.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Mr. Farron. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have two amaryllis plants.
Yes, sir.
One of them is a little older than the other, but the newest one I got for Christmas. Now, it has grown, and it has flowered. I had beautiful flowers on it. But now I've stuck sticks in there all around to hold the leaves up. The leaves are going out of style. They're 4 feet tall. Now,
right.
Now that the flowers have gone by, can I cut these leaves down now?
No, what you want to do, John, is this. This, right now, those leaves are making energy to make the flowers for next year. You have two different choices. One of them is to repot those into a larger pot, at least 2 inches larger in size. You have to keep it actively growing until September. Or keep it in that pot in May, when the threat of frost is over, plant them in your garden. Let them grow in your garden, fertilize them every couple of weeks, every month, and then in September, dig them up, let the foliage die back naturally. But you have to keep it alive.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, spring is here, and we're going to be out in the yard real soon. Your dogs will be running around the yard before you know it. And one of the problems that we have for a lot of us, especially if we live in an area where we have woods or tall grasses, is a problem with ticks. And ticks can create a problem with Lyme disease. So I thought I'd spend a little bit of time this morning and get you prepared for the possibility of having ticks in your yard and ways that you can prevent them from becoming a problem for your pets, as well as a possibility of Lyme disease. And joining us this morning is Ariana. She is from the Dammernix company. It's based in Boston, and they have developed a method, foolproof method, to stop the ticks before they can become a problem. Ariana, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm terrific. I got a bad cold other than that, but I will survive.
I've heard. I hope you're feeling better soon.
Thank you. Tell us about Dammernix.
Sure. It's hard to imagine with our little snowstorm that we had up here in New England on Friday that we're going to soon be facing problematic deer ticks, but we sure will. Probably by the middle of this next week coming up, as the temperatures rise, deer ticks are going to come out and be very active. And Daminex is an intelligent tick control solution to kill deer ticks specifically and help stop the spread of Lyme disease.
Now, tell us what Daminex is. Is it a way that people can do this without the use of a lot of chemicals, or how does it work?
It is. This is the really great thing about the product. The way that it works is it targets the primary source of Lyme disease. I always thought that the deer tick hatched with Lyme or that it got it from deer because it's a deer tick, but that's not actually how the tick contracts Lyme. The tick, when it initially hatches, and then again at its midlife point, is seeking a meal to feed and grow bigger. The majority of the time, this happens to be the common field mouse. So when the tick is seeking these small, warm-blooded animals to feed on, this is when Daminex comes into play. Our product is a biodegradable cardboard tube. We fill the tube with cotton that we treat with a mild insecticide, which is permethrin. You simply place the tubes out on your property, and then the mice come along, and they do the rest of the work for you. They are always looking for nesting materials. They love the fluffy cotton that they find in our tubes. They gather it up. Through nesting with it, it releases the permethrin onto their fur. So when the ticks try to bite the mice, the ticks die.
Oh, wow. So the deer tick starts with the mouse.
Exactly.
So as these ticks begin to wake up after being dormant all winter long, they're looking for a food source. They start their cycle with a common field mouse.
That's exactly how the product works. It was a little hard for me to understand at first because I thought, well, gosh, it's a tick, and they say it's a deer tick, and so I just always thought that the deer is where the tick got Lyme disease, but that's not it. It's the common field mouse. So with our product, we're targeting the primary source of Lyme with a mild insecticide that we are taking directly to that host animal. We're not putting out a mass application of an insecticide. The permethrin is on the cotton. It goes from the cotton to the mouse so that when the ticks try to bite the mice, the ticks die.
Wow, it's as simple as that. Now, how would you apply these? How many of these tubes do you need, and where do you put them?
Well, since we're going after and trying to take the cotton to the mice, we need to get the cotton into areas where mice are likely to gather up the material. So mice don't really like to expose themselves to a predator from above, so they're very unlikely to run into a mowed lawn or a very manicured flower bed. They like areas of dense brush, ground cover, rock walls, wood piles along your home's foundation. So those are your areas of primary mouse habitat, and that's where you would want to place your tubes out. And in placing your tubes and spacing them out, you want to put one tube about every 10 yards, so one tube every 30 feet.
Okay. And is this something that you would do only at this time of the year, or will you have to repeat it several times during the season?
Sure. You want to have your Daminex out to correspond with the peak feeding periods of the deer tick. And so right now we are about to begin our peak feeding time for the spring initial feeding of the tick. So the ticks feed actively in the spring and then again in the late summer. So right now in mid-April through mid-May is the prime time to do your first application of your Daminex tick tubes. And then you'll want to do a second application in the late summer. So anywhere from mid-August through mid-September is when you'll want to put tick tubes out again.
Now, once you put this out, how do you know if it's working?
It's amazing how quickly you know that it's working, because when I do my application every year, I'll put my tubes out, and within hours, I'll notice that there's cotton that's been pulled out of the tube. The mice will let you know if it's working. Usually within a week, they'll have cleaned all of the cotton out of the tubes. If you have tubes that, let's say, you notice that it goes completely undisturbed for a long period of time, it may not be mouse habitat. So you probably want to take that tube and find a new place to put it to make sure that you're getting the tube into a spot where the mouse is likely to gather up the material.
Now, as far as handling these tubes, what safety precautions does the homeowner have to take, Ariana?
Sure. Well, the Daminix, it's prepackaged and pre-treated, so there's no mixing or anything like that. The cotton is treated. The cotton is inside of the tube, so the homeowner can just take the tube and place the tube out into their garden areas. The active ingredient that we use is permethrin. It's not water-soluble, so it's not going to just release off of the cotton if it gets wet. The way that a little science stuff about permethrin, it requires an emulsifying agent in order to be released from the bond that it forms with the cotton material. So in our application, it's the oil in the mouse fur, when it comes into contact with the oil on the mouse fur, that's what actually releases it from the cotton. So it's not just going to simply fall off or run off or anything like that.
Okay. So let's say we put the tubes down in the next couple of weeks. We go back a month from now, and we've had a lot of rain and a lot of weather. Has that tube gone bad? I mean, does the mouse have to take it up fairly quick?
Nope, not at all. The permethrin will remain on the cotton, and the tube isn't going to go bad. It is biodegradable, so it will break down naturally over time. But typically it takes about 6 months, maybe even a year, depending on the weather and how exposed it is, for the tube to break down. But the cotton material isn't going to lose its effectiveness simply because it gets rained on or a little wet.
Okay. Now, if you're treating your lawn with a pesticide to kill fleas and ticks and other insects, will that affect the use of Daminix?
Daminix is a great partner application to the lawn sprays and the other chemicals that you may want to use to address mosquitoes and other fleas and even the adult ticks. Where Daminix comes into play is it targets the immature deer tick. It's going after the ticks again when they first hatch and then at their mid-life point, so the nymph and the larval ticks. When ticks grow up beyond that point, then they're at an adult stage, and they're seeking larger hosts to feed on. That's when they're going after you, me, your pets, the deer. I say that's when they're looking for the big steak dinner, if you will. So that's when the sprays are really going to come into play, and the sprays are great at reaching the adult deer tick, where the Daminix is fantastic to reach the immature deer tick. Often a tick that the sprays can't reach.
Okay, so this is something that we should get in our property early rather than late.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, where can you buy Daminix?
Sure, well, we sell Daminix online at our website, which is TickTubes, TickTubes.com, just TickTubes.com. You can also get it at a lot of your local lawn and garden centers. A great thing that we have on our website, which is ticktubes.com, is a store locator. So you can go to that page on our website. You just plug in your zip code, and it'll let you know all the stores that are in your area where you can go and buy tick tubes locally as well.
Okay. Now, where would you find the most ticks? Would it be underneath trees, or would it be in grassy areas?
Well, again, ticks like areas that are damp and moist and a little warm. They don't like these sun-scorched, completely open spaces. So tick habitat really corresponds with mouse habitat. So in your leaf litter, in your tall grasses, in your forested areas, in dense coverage areas are where you're likely to find your ticks.
Okay. Now, could you put it, like, underneath a tool shed or underneath a deck, someplace that's raised that would give them a shelter area?
That's definitely a great place to put it where you're going to have a lot of mouse activity. I know that's where I treat personally because I'll see a lot of mouse activity in those areas under my decks and by my sheds, by my garage. And you know, sometimes I'll talk to some people and they'll say, I don't have any mice on my property, but I have tons of chipmunks and squirrels. And I'll say, well, mice are more active at nighttime. And I'll let them know that in the places where you see your chipmunks and squirrels being really active during the day, that's probably your little mouse nightclub at night. That's when the mice are coming out, and that's where they are. So if you can target where your chipmunks and squirrels are during the day, that's where you're going to target where your mice are hanging out at night.
Okay. Now, how about the average homeowner that has children? What precautions should they take when they are putting down the deer tick tubes?
Sure. Well, there's no attractant, there's no smell or anything in the cotton or in the product that's going to attract a child or anybody else to the material. It is a mild insecticide, so in the same way that you wouldn't want to have your child play with a bottle of Windex, you wouldn't want them playing with the tube. It is a chemical that the cotton is treated with, so you would want to take the same precautions that you would when having your child around any other chemical. But again, it's contained. It's not going to run off. Even if the child were to pick up a tube, they're not going to be exposing themselves just by touching the tube part to the permethrin.
Would it be a good idea that if you know that your neighborhood has deer ticks, to get together and, I mean, can you buy like a big bulk package of these rather than small quantities of tubes?
Absolutely. We have a lot of neighborhood groups and homeowners associations and developments that will pool their resources and get together and buy the tick tubes by the case, and then split it up from there. That definitely presents a great cost savings and also a higher level of protection, because you're increasing your treatment zone. If you and all of your neighbors are treating, you're creating a real barrier against deer ticks, where if only you're treating and your neighbor isn't, if you cross over into your neighbor's property, you've left your treatment area. So, absolutely.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
Attend!
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds! Kill them all!
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, Soldier, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
With Scott's four-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the four bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with four feedings a year, and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now, and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Like in thrones, have their tombs. Legs filled lengthy with the
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-C-E-D. OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Ariana about controlling ticks that will possibly give you or your family Lyme disease. And Ariana, tell us how these tick tubes work again.
Again, Paul, Demnish is an intelligent tick control solution by targeting the host and primary source of Lyme disease, which is the common field mouse. It's a biodegradable cardboard tube. Inside of the tube, you'll find cotton that we treat with permethrin. You simply place the tubes out on your property into areas of mouse habitat, and then the mice come along and do the rest of the work for you. They gather up the cotton material. They nest with it. In doing so, it releases the permethrin onto their fur. So when the ticks try to attach and feed on the mice, which they do actively in the spring and then again in the late summer, the ticks die. And so not only are you killing deer ticks, but you're also stopping the transmission point of Lyme disease. So the tick never has a chance to get Lyme, grow up to be a big adult deer tick, and pass the disease on to you, your family, and your pets.
And this is the time to put it down right now. Even though we did get a fluke snowstorm on April 1st for the Northeast, you can still put it down, can't you?
Absolutely. It's hard to imagine with this crazy spring weather that we've been experiencing. As soon as the temperatures do rise, you know, and stay consistently above freezing, which it's going to happen in the Northeast this next week, I'm absolutely sure of it. It's the time when you want to put out your tick tubes. The application period for the spring is from mid-April through mid-May. If you're a little further south, let's say down into Virginia, North Carolina, into those areas, you know, you can go into the earlier part of the application period, so the beginning of April. You can go ahead and get your tubes out. The further north you go, let's say you're putting your tubes out in Maine, you'd want to go a little later into the application cycle because you're still staying below freezing, say, at night and for consistent periods of time.
Give us that website again, Ariana, so that people can go to the website, read about the product, and understand how it works.
Sure. It's really easy. It's Tick Tubes, T-I-C-K, TUBES.com. TickTube.com. That simple.
It's as easy as that. And yep. They can order online. They can find a store that carries the tick tube near them, and if they want to get the whole neighborhood together, they can buy a bulk case of tubes, and rather than just do individual yards, they can do the whole neighborhood, and everybody can be safe.
Absolutely, and groups that want to get together, and let's say you're interested in letting all of your neighbors know about tick tubes, and you want to get the neighborhood involved, I'd also recommend giving me a call because I can provide you with brochures and some other educational materials that you can distribute to your friends, family, and neighbors. And you can get a hold of me by calling 800-234-TICK, T-I-C-K, which is 8425.
8425. So 800-234-8425.
Yep.
Terrific.
If you have any questions at all about the product, you want to talk a little further, you follow up to this great interview today, we can always, you know, go over it some more. Absolutely.
Terrific. And, you know, this is a much more effective way. Rather than take a pesticide and spray the entire yard, and it's hard at times to get into tall grasses, underneath trees, wooded areas. If you put the tick tube out in those areas that are normally difficult for you to treat, you're going to solve the problem. Do it early, as Ariana said. That way, you're getting the ticks when they're young, and you will prevent the adults from developing and creating a problem later. So it's very safe, it's very effective, and check out the website. It will give you all the information that you need to keep your yard safe without the use of a lot of chemicals and pesticides. And it's probably the safest way that you can do this right now. So check out the website. Give us that website one more time, Ariana.
Sure. It's ticktubes.com.
And the phone number?
800-234-8425.
Ariana, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate all of your help. And people, if you have ticks, now is the time to act.